Yeah, I think that if you want to have a little tzio of it, of Pori, living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ramchal says in the Midas HaKadusha that Adam, there's such a thing as the Adam who's living with Midas HaKadusha. He said that person is like Beis HaMikdash. Like a Beis HaMikdash. It's HaShechinah of such a person. We had an example that we all were familiar with to different degrees. It was Nifter and Purim, Shalom. Chaim Kavieski, he was the Beis HaMikdash. I want to see what life was in the Beis HaMikdash. Well, that's what we're describing. Poi, Hashem is with me. Every step of his life, Hashem is with me. That gave him the koyach for the starting point. Is incredible how his mother would tell her. Because as this is something so important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing is going to budget. Nothing did budget throughout his life. When he was healthy and sick and tears, he gave the value to things the way they should be because he was living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His tefillahs. He didn't have long tefillahs. Why did he have long tefillahs? Because if you ever speak to somebody, if you have a conversation, you don't take 2 hours. You go, throw you out of the room. I know somebody came to me, asked me that, I have a hard time having kavanah in Shemoneh Esrei. I need some chizuk. Sometimes I said, what's the problem? You're talking to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's the problem? So the guy kept complaining to me, God doesn't understand me, how hard it is. I said, I think I understood you, but you want to give you a message that, well, you got to get it right. You have to understand. Talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once you get that, you're right. But we're not used to doing it. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not a poi, like we're describing here in the time of the Semitic, it was Mamish, you could feel Hashem is with you, then you can't expect that someone, when you close your eyes and Shemoneh Esrei, his son's going to pop in. There's other things that are more realistic than him that are popping into our mind. That's what we had. They know Chaverim. Now, with the fact, you have people that are big Masvidim, but if someone comes into them, they throw them out the wall. Don't waste my time, I want to learn. And he felt that way also. The Seif Yom of the Kupat Ha'ir said, you want to put in a request? I'm going to the Tomei Sakadoshi. So, yeah, it's a request that let's people cause me a little bit. Over Mitzvah Shading, when the guy came in, he made everyone feel comfortable. Because in the Hanami, if they come, it's a Mitzvah Shiyev Shal Seis Ezechei, and it's a Ratzon Hashem, so you make them feel good. If you get away from saying the Bracha in 2 letters instead of 2 words, so you save the time. Well, I think, some people will Doish Shvar, some people will Doish Gnai, that is cool. But one thing we can learn from it is how valuable time is. Everyone take it for your own things. And Koponim, and the Yishuv Adas, peace of mind. And there's somebody here who learns in the morning. He told me he was watching this. A guy came into a prime once and he complained that the Rav Chaim is not being mechazik enough for certain area. Rav Chaim said, yeah, mechazik. No, you're not doing enough. Can I guys a little stick on this? You'll see, he wasn't sugar there. But so Rav Chaim said he wasn't getting it, he just kept quiet. So the guy jumped to Rav Chaim, slapped him by the beard. And this guy was watching, almost fainted. And he said, Rav Chaim, just stay the same tranquility, nothing happened. No, why should this cause me to go, I could say, Shviz Hashem Lev Yisrael, I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you imagine standing in front of a king and a guy jumps up to you and does something big, like a thing, you focus on. What's important is important, what's not important is not important. And one thing that were important to him, he made his statements and he knew how to say things. That was a tzio that, we always had hard tzioim of imagine what Beis HaMikdash. So if the Tzio Sisham says that he's tzadikim, a b'china Beis HaMikdash, if we had the Beis HaMikdash, we would have had that, in that period of time, probably still have that clarity also. Well, it's still a Yitzhar, it's still the Naveiris of the Maizah, which says it's a different world. Yeah. And so this is the greatness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he does the ones that is Ashrosh Hashkinah to be in the physical world. So he's saying this is the big chumrah, the tragedy of chumrah Beis Hamikdash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not so poor. We don't feel it in front of us. Like I'm saying, you have Yechidim, which can give us an example of how a person should live. It would have been much easier to live if we didn't have the Beis Hamikdash. But we don't have that. And everything is more the reality of the world, which is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu became virtual, and the virtual world became the reality of the world. Everyone will fuck it from what it should be. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is poi is totally honest. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Atav poi hamoidi modi." Moshe Rabbeinu was able to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even Klal Yisrael, "Asher yeshnu poi, asher einu poi." The fact that now HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzem is memalei kol olamos. The fact that he's here is the fact that I let him into my world and not putting a block between me and him. And today we have it worse than ever. The ability to focus is getting weaker and weaker as time is going on. Especially with modern technology, it's designed to have a person not focus on anything. You go, you use a computer or whatever it is, go to one thing and has a link to another thing, to a third thing, to a fourth thing. It's trying to get you. It is getting a person to be shifty, not just focused on anything, just jumping from one place to the other. Even the pictures are constantly flipping back and forth, and not one stream of anything. That's what we're up against. Are we going to make the virtual world our world, or are we going to make the real world our world? The virtual world, leave it as being something virtual that's used just for its purpose and not for anything more than that. So important when we come home. People that have phones, any type of phone, the more progressive it is, the more complicated it is to get it to detach from it. Just put it away. We have a family, we have children, we have a wife, these are the real things. It shouldn't be a matter that whenever someone starts talking to us, we always have to break the conversation because either we're answering somebody or we're taking interest in something that's popping up here and there. It means we're not here, we're there. And the world is there, the world is living the cloud now. We are the yechidim that are still. You say, what do you mean? We have to be in the cloud now. So it says the presence like a sulam, looks of alza, the reishma yeshamai. We have to be anchored in the world. This is the world we're living in. A rosh has to be connected to the shamai and takadush bo. This is something maybe we could try this week. To mechadik this mechuda of focus. Focus on a kodesh bohu. If you could take out, I'm saying, make an avoid in Shemon Esrei. One brother, be the first brother, just stop for a second. Like I said in Avocha, imagine that in the Beis Hamikdash, you're standing for a kodesh bohu. Maybe that will help us with our poi. Another thing is, another situation we could try on this week, maybe when we knock on the door, don't knock on the door, open the door, come home. Think, I'm not just going into a house. I'm going into a house where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah is inside my house. My wife is making the Hashkoz or Shekhinah, or whatever else is in there. And see how I'm going to behave. I'm going to behave in a proper fashion. Make everyone feel good. Make a calm atmosphere, give attention to those. Or I'm just going to be involved in my film. And eventually maybe say hello to somebody. Or worse than that, getting all upset and making things worse than they are. I'm sorry I have to leave early. I am poor now, but I'm going.